Good morning and welcome to CAU Now on Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 WCLK. We are a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University, and this special program tells the good news about what's happening at one of America's greatest HBCUs. I'm WCLK Operations Manager Rob Maynard. Today, we have a special segment about safety, service, and community. Recently, there was a shooting incident that happened at the Atlanta University Center Woodruff Library near the campus of Clark Atlanta University. Today, we're speaking with Derek Daniels. He's a student at Clark Atlanta University, about how he helped another student who was injured during that incident. How are you today, Derek?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for taking the time out of a busy school day.
No problem.
What's your classification and major here at CAU?
I'm an early childhood education major, and I'm a sophomore.
All right, and what is your career goal?
My career goal is to one day become an elementary school teacher in hopes of one day making a huge impact on my community and then one day hopefully opening up my own school.
Wow. So let's talk about the incident. This is about a week ago at the Woodruff Library. Did you attend the party that evening?
Yes, sir. I was across the street just mingling with a couple of my friends, just talking, you know, kind of separate from the crowd, just having our own conversations.
And so you were in the midst of this when some shooting started, and you're credited with committing a very heroic and life-saving act immediately after that shooting. Could you talk about what happened and what you did?
Yeah, so it was just about 300 to 400 people out there. Everybody was kind of having a good time, just fellowshipping and having a fun time, listening to music, dancing, and stuff like that. And then an altercation happened and a shooting broke out. The first rank of shots, nobody really ran, I guess, because out of shock, I don't think anybody really realized that it was gunshots. And then after the second rank of shots, that's when the crowd kind of dispersed. And then me and my friends kind of just went to the side. We didn't really run or anything like that. We kind of just went to the side to make sure all of us were together, and then we kind of walked off. But when we came back to the scene, I had saw the young lady. She had gotten shot, and, you know, my heart kind of bled out for her, and I knew I needed to do something just off pure instinct, not trying to be a hero, not trying to, you know what I'm saying, get any credit for anything, just off pure natural instinct of me being the person that I am. I just wanted to help her out. So I took off the shirt that I had on, and I compressed it to her leg wound because she had gotten shot, and she was bleeding pretty bad.
Wow. So what was going through your mind? What was your thought process as all this was happening?
I wouldn't even say that I was scared, because growing up in Englewood, Chicago, I mean, I've had certain instances where I've been in the wrong place at the wrong time. Parties have gotten shot up, stuff like that. So in a way, I kind of just went into autopilot, kind of how I am back at home when these things happen. I just wanted to make sure all my friends were good, and I wanted to see if anybody else was needed help. And then, of course, we see that, you know, the young lady needed help. So, yeah.
It's almost like a combat veteran who doesn't flinch when the gunshots go off.
Man, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So is there anything you would have done differently that evening?
I don't think I would. If I had to do it again, I would do it 1,000 times. But I hope these situations don't happen, you know. This is a college campus where I do necessarily feel safe. I don't ever really have a fear for my safety on campus. So, yeah, I mean, if anything, I would just hope that it wouldn't happen so I wouldn't have to do it. But if I did have to do it, I would do it again for sure.
Is there anything you think that could have been done to prevent this happening?
I don't necessarily think so, because, I mean, it's just a harmless, you know, fellowship outside of the library. Who would think that, you know what I'm saying, something like this would happen? I mean, there was Clark Atlanta police presence and security presence there. But, I mean, how do you crowd control 300 to 400 people who you can't really wing out who has a gun or something? Like, you're not getting security check to walk on outside of the library, you know what I'm saying? So these things aren't necessarily – I don't feel like CAU dropped the ball at all. I don't think they did at all.
We're talking with Derek Daniels. He's a student here at Clark Atlanta University, an early education major, about events that happened at Clark Atlanta University, adjacent to Clark Atlanta University at the AUC Woodruff Library. Have you been in any contact with the student that you helped after that night?
Yes. A couple days, probably 2 days after everything happened, she recovered, and one of her friends reached out to me that she wanted to get in contact with me, and ever since then I just been checking on her. She's doing fine now. She's been taking her medication. She's actually walking now, so everything is going a little bit better for her, and everybody involved is on the right path of recovery.
So the Atlanta University Center library cameras captured video and a photo of a person of interest that we believe committed these crimes, and there's a reward being offered for information leading to arrest. If you're listening today and you may have some information on this suspect, you can call the Atlanta Police Department Crime Stoppers at 404-577-TIPS, T-I-P-S, that's 404-577-TIPS. You can also go to the 11 Alive website at 11alive.com if you want to see this video and the image of the person of interest. Derek, did you see the person that did the shooting?
No, yeah, I was across the street and then kind of just saw everybody kind of running. I didn't see what happened exactly.
Has your perception been that Clark Atlanta University has been moving forward with student engagement and community outreach around this since then?
Yeah, I just feel as if they're the more police and security presence just being on campus just has been boosted a little bit, and it kind of just makes everybody kind of feel a little bit better, you know, seeing that they're kind of super on the ball now, you know, a little bit more than before. But like I said before, I don't think this could have, you know what I'm saying, their presence could have stopped anything because of just the mass number of people that are out there.
So what do you think, you know, this gets into a bigger issue in this country about gun control. What do you think conditions like behavioral problems, mental illness, and public health, how does that fit into this, or is it just strictly a matter of trying to do something about guns?
It's crazy. This is actually one of the reasons why I want to get into education and elementary education, because I feel like the foundation comes from the staff and the teachers. They have an influence on those students that might be the ones that kind of go against the grain, or, you know what I'm saying, necessarily have those mental health issues. And if they, I feel like as if they had someone who actually cares for them and actually can show concern and actually, you know, put an effort forward to them becoming a better person and their growth. I mean, I feel like these things wouldn't happen because most people would understand the consequences of these actions. But because certain things are lacking in our educational system and gun control, you know what I'm saying, these things happen.
What brought you to Clark Atlanta University? You indicated you're from Chicago. How did you end up in school here in Atlanta?
So my first go around, my first year, I was actually a student at Morehouse College studying marketing. And I just knew that wasn't my calling. I didn't necessarily feel as if that was something that I really wanted to do as a career path. I had been working with kids since my junior year of high school. I studied abroad in Panama, teaching first graders English over there. So that experience kind of sparked, you know what I'm saying, the guidance and the me wanting to, you know, become a teacher. And then ever since then, it's kind of just been like, do I want to do this? Do I want to do this? But so I wound up making my transition from Morehouse over here to Clark Atlanta University because I heard that their education department is one of the best in the country, and I wanted to be a part of it.
And how has being at CAU helped you to become more of a leader?
It just molded me into my social status, making my social status go for something positive than negative, because a lot of people may have a high social status and they might go to promoting negative things and not, you know what I'm saying, positive things. So I just feel as if CAU has brought my just basically molded me into a better person. I mean, I've always kind of been a leader. I've always been the one that wanted to stand out in the crowd, but it kind of has just shaped my, you know what I'm saying, my social status from not being something negative and making it positive.
So as an aspiring teacher, what kind of experience have you gained here at CAU that's going to help you prepare for that life as a professional educator?
I'm actually in an educational psychology class right now, and we've been learning about different strategies and different and reasons why some of the students may act the way they do. And then it's kind of like giving you kind of tools and ways to change those behaviors and aid those students. So I'm just getting started, but I can definitely see myself being very successful here.
You know, I walk up and down the promenade every day to and from work here at WCLK. We're based here in the Woodruff Library, and this event happened right outside. And it's always, especially when school's in session and it's a beautiful spring day, it's an almost idyllic sort of place. You know, is there anything you'd like to add for our audience, whether they're students at CAU or parents of CAU students, about your experience here? I know you said earlier that you felt you didn't feel unsafe on campus since this event. Could you maybe elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's just a very family. The school is large, but it's not large in itself because, I mean, most people know each other or have seen each other once or twice, you know what I'm saying, either in class or at a party or just outside the library. I mean, it's a very welcoming and homey feeling. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to stay here when I was making my transition from Morehouse. I didn't want to leave Atlanta or the AUC in particular because I just know the very welcoming and homey vibe to it. It's just kind of like being back at home in a way. So I love it.
We've been talking with Derek Daniels. He's a student here at Clark Atlanta University who rendered aid to an injured student at the recent event that happened outside of the Woodruff Library here on campus. You're listening to a special edition of CAU Now. Derek, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. You're listening to CAU Now. I'm Rob Maynard. In the wake of the August 20th incident, there has been an outpouring of love and support from our community, including current students in the Atlanta University Center, Clark Atlanta University alumni, civic leaders, and clergy. We also would like to recognize and commend CAU student Derek Daniels, class of 2022, whose heroic actions saved the life of one of our wounded students. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms issued a statement promising to continue to work with the AUC to take meaningful action to keep our campuses safe. Talks have already begun between four AUC schools and the Atlanta Police Department. As a result, APD will increase police presence in the campus area, while the AUC library will temporarily increase security also. Additionally, CAU has taken steps to address concerns and provide support to students following this incident. Public safety employees are serving 12-hour shifts, enabling us to provide 24-hour coverage on campus. Members of our executive team and our chief of police are reviewing precautionary measures that will be implemented to maintain both a secure and nurturing environment for our students. The university is hosting a series of conversations with the president, specifically for freshman students, to discuss safety and security issues, and Clark Atlanta University campus counselors continue to provide counseling services for students, faculty, and staff. Support is available from Counseling and Disability Services at 404-880-8044. Additional safety resources available to Clark Atlanta University students include the Panther Safe app, available from the App Store or Google Play, the AUC Shuttle Service, Think Safe Ambassador Program, Religious Life, Residence Life, and Student Services and Campus Life. This is CAU Now on Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 WCLK. We are a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University. Earlier this year, I had a chance to talk with Dr. Terry Platt, Interim Director of the Isabella T. Jenkins Honors and Scholars Program at Clark Atlanta University. Here is our conversation. Today on the program, we are joined by Dr. Terry Platt, Interim Director of the Honors and Scholars Program and Associate Professor of Political Science at CAU. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Dr. Platt.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So could you tell us a little bit maybe about your journey and who you are and how you ended up in Atlanta, at Clark Atlanta?
Well, I actually attended Spelman College for my undergraduate career. And I graduated with a major in English, and I came across the street to Clark Atlanta University for my master's and PhD in political science. I went on to Suffolk University in Boston, Massachusetts for 9 years. But then there was an opportunity to join the faculty at Clark Atlanta University, and I jumped at it. It's my pleasure to be back, and I really enjoy working with the faculty and the students here. I was asked by by the provost, Betty Clark, to join the honors program in an interim capacity that I still serve in, but now under the new provost, Dr. Peter Wosu.
So really, being at Clark Atlanta University is kind of like coming home for you.
It feels like it. It really feels like it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the honors program. Colleges have honors programs and honors colleges. What's the purpose and who's attracted to that? Who are the people right now in the program?
So our honors program actually is an honors and scholars program. And so it's a unique combination where we have high achieving students who have, many of them have applied for scholarships and received scholarships for their entire 4 years of their undergraduate education. And we include them as scholar groups with our honor students who are also high achieving students, but who may not have 4 year scholarships, but who are interested in a more rigorous, a more in-depth course of study. And so they tend to be students who graduated in the top 10% of their high school classes, who have come to Clark Atlanta University and who are interested in continuing with an academic challenge, but being a part of a community of scholars.
What's the difference between an honors class and a class at Clark Atlanta University that's not an honors class?
So our honors classes are taught by some of the best and the brightest faculty. The honors faculty also teach general education classes, but the honors courses are a little smaller. And so generally, the size of an honors course, we try to keep it at about 15, where an average course size could also go up to 30. And an honors course, often people think it means more assignments, more tests, the class is harder. But that's not necessarily the case. In many instances, it means the quality of the learning experience is enhanced. So there may be a speaker, there may be some outside of the classroom experiences that add depth to the content and add depth to the experience.
So right now, what sort of range of courses are there in the honors program? I mean, it, across the entire campus in terms of math, science, literature, you know, how many different kinds of honors classes are there?
Well, there's a variety. So most of the honors classes are offered in conjunction with the general education core requirements for students. So students from all majors have an opportunity to take the required first-year seminar course, but as an honors seminar. And so all incoming freshmen who are in the Honors and Scholars program can have that experience. But then we also offer honors composition courses, literature courses, science, chemistry, humanities, history courses. And so we try to provide an opportunity definitely for all freshmen and sophomores. But once they get into their major, we encourage them to seek out faculty who will provide the challenge. And then we encourage the students to complete an independent study where they're working one-on-one with a faculty member through a faculty-mentored research experience, and then to also complete a senior thesis, which is our capstone experience for the honors program and for some of the majors.
And not to make light of it, but it certainly seems like if you go through the honors program as an undergraduate, the graduate school is probably going to be a piece of cake by the time you get there.
That's the hope, and that's the goal, is that it's good preparation for students who aspire to attend graduate school or even those who want to integrate into a workplace environment, that you'll gain exposure, extra skills, and confidence in your ability to perform at a higher level.
And we're talking today on CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice, with Dr. Terry Platt. She's interim director of the Honors and Scholars Program, and she's also an associate professor of political science at Clark Atlanta University. Dr. Platt, if we've got, we often have parents of would-be students listening, sometimes the students too, but if we've got a mom or a dad who are considering enrolling their child in Clark Atlanta University, what would you say to them about the honors program? First, what is it going to take for their child to get into the honors program, but what is going to be the benefit to them?
Oh, that's a really good question. So many of the students, if your child is awarded one of the university's very prestigious scholarships as the Presidential Excellence, the Dean's Excellence, or the Provost Excellence Scholar, they are automatically included in the Honors and Scholars Program and have an opportunity to benefit from our resources. If your student is not a recipient of those scholarships, but they receive an external four-year scholarship, they too are also included. But students can also apply. And what we're looking for in the students who apply directly to the program is that they would have at least a 3.4 cumulative grade point average, 1,000 SAT score, and or an ACT score of 26. But we're looking at the entire candidate. So if there's a student who is a high achiever academically, but they didn't perform as to meet the standard with the ACT or SAT, I still encourage the student to apply because they may have the capacity to continue to perform well in our program. Some of the benefits that I would say about joining the Honors Program for parents or students is that we have residential clusters within the dorms so that students can work together. And they can build a sense of community of excellent academic excellence. We offer support services in terms of peer-to-peer mentoring, tutoring services, internship opportunities, career development opportunities. Some of the students have even studied abroad through the program. And so there are a number of different resources and opportunities available to students specifically in the Honors and Scholars program.
So you live in the freshman dorm, but you might be living on a hall with other honors students who are pretty serious about their business.
Exactly, exactly. And so the residential life community tries to encourage those students to build a sense of community in terms of building study groups, to have experiences off campus together, and to incorporate those experiences into their academic learning. And so it's just really nice to have someone who's also writing the same paper for the same instructor who lives down the hall from you or someone you can study in the dorms with for a test. One of the things I'm really excited about is that we look forward to relocating to Trevor Arnett in a brand new renovated space. And I think of that as being a real commitment to providing the infrastructure and the resources that allow us to continue to service these students in a high quality way, especially in a new space that has increased technological capabilities. And so we've worked really closely together to try to integrate the Honors and Scholars Program and a lot of the other university initiatives.
One of the things that's interesting to me about the Honors Program, and I kind of walk past the Honors offices on a regular basis, is that there are a number of international students who are part of the Honors Program. So if you're part of the Honors Program at Clark Atlanta University, you're going to be attending classes and working with people from all over the world.
That is true. We have students from France. We have students from Spain, different countries on the continent of Africa. We have students from the Middle East who are members of the program. And I think that they add a unique perspective, but they've also worked with the students here to just enhance the quality of academic excellence that many of our students have already committed themselves to. But they bring, I think, an additional dimension to the program. And we're really excited to have our international students. And I encourage international students to apply, as well as students who may be transferring into Clark Atlanta University. We do also accept transfer students.
In recent times, are there any success stories, individual or department success stories, that you can share with us today?
So, yes, I can. So today was our induction ceremony for over 121 incoming students to the program. And we had an opportunity to celebrate over 21 students who have been able to maintain a 4.0 grade point average at the collegiate level. And that we know that that's more than a notion, particularly given that many of them are science majors or STEM majors. Additionally, we have students who have been awarded the very distinctive Mellon Mays Fellowship, which allows students to benefit from faculty mentoring, but then it also provides a pipeline to graduate school, fully funded. As well, we have students who've graduated and gone on to work at Microsoft, to work for CNN, to work for the federal government. We have one student who I'm really excited about. His dream is to be an astronaut, and he was accepted immediately into a master's program and is preparing to go into a doctoral program that will keep him on the path for excellence, fully funded.
So we might see a CAU honors student headed to Mars someday.
I believe we will. I believe we will.
What makes you excited about your job every day when you come to work?
I have a fabulous staff that I work with. So one is Mr. Adrian Warren, who has been with the program through with other directors, and he really has a heart that's committed to the students, as well as Ms. Letitia Mitchell, who works as the program coordinator, and they are committed to helping me help students be excellent. And I have an amazing group of students who are part of the program. They are leaders in their own right. We have students who've created organizations, who've created businesses that not just service Clark Atlanta University, but also service the community at large. They are committed to making a difference in the world, and it is exciting just to see them make progress toward their goals and their dreams. I look forward to coming to work every day.
And anything else that I haven't really touched on so far that people might not realize about this program here on campus?
Well, I think it's really interesting to, when we look at the history of the program dates back to 1975. It was started under Jocelyn Jackson, who also started the honors program at Morehouse College. And she was the director for over a decade. And then Dr. Isabella T. Jenkins was the director for over 20 years and really increased the profile of the program and helped to establish a firm foundation of academic excellence and commitment from the university to these scholars that Dr. Bass, the director prior to me, and I have been able to maintain and build upon. And so it's a strong legacy, I think, of commitment at Atlanta University, at Clark College, and Clark Atlanta University, and moving forward to support our students in all of their academic endeavors.
So if someone wants to follow up on our conversation today, what's the best way to find out more about the Isabella T. Jenkins Honors Program at Clark Atlanta University?
So they can go to the Clark Atlanta University website, www.cau.edu, and look under academics. You will see a link to the University Honors and Scholars Program. And on that in that page, you'll be able to find additional information as well as the application for the program.
We've been talking today with Dr. Terry Platt. She's the interim director of the Isabella T. Jenkins Honors Program, the Honors and Scholars Program at Clark Atlanta. She's an associate professor of political science. Dr. Platt, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CAU Now, a public service of Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 WCLK. I'm Rob Maynard. Thanks to our guests today. For more information about opportunities at Clark Atlanta University, please visit cau.edu. You can share or listen to this program on demand by going to wclk.com. CAU Now is produced for WCLK by Shed Jackson and Rob Maynard. Thanks for listening.